This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
It's been a while.
Hey, man.
It's been a while.
Episode 101 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal 101 with Metal Shop.
And, yeah, we're in a whole new century now.
Yeah, man. We're going to it's just all uphill from here. It's an uphill battle until we get to episode 200.
I hope I'm still alive at that point. I hope we all are still.
I think
that'll be after the next election.
That's true.
So it's going to be weird times, man.
It could be. It could also be glorious.
My beard's going to be gray.
Hope you got that
song
stuck in your head now.
It already is getting gray.
It is getting a little bit gray. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be all gray. I'll be Ryan the Gray.
You'll be Santa.
That's Ryan the Beard. We got Ian here.
What up?
And my name is Kevin Deers.
How was Black Sabbath,
man? Typical cast and crew. Oh, it was fan-fucking-tastic. Black Sabbath was on Tuesday. It's their final tour. It's called The End.
Which city was it again?
And it's actually in Ridgefield in a Sunlight Supply Amphitheater down by Vancouver, Washington. And it was awesome, man. I spent about half a paycheck on that third row seat.
Dude, you guys were so close.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
You could, reach out and touch him.
We saw Tony Iommi's fake fingertips. we saw the white in Ozzy's eyes. Black Sabbath, they sounded incredible. It was just an awesome experience. We actually stayed in Vancouver that night, and we got Voodoo Donuts the next day, of course. I got a bacon maple bar. We
nice
did some shopping
breakfast
at Second Avenue Records, and Sean spent way too much money on some records, and then we came home.
Not surprised at all.
But yeah, that was awesome. I saw Rotting Christ last night at Studio 7, and there were a hell of a lot of people there at the show.
Was it sold out?
Which was awesome. It was not sold out, but Funeral Age got to play. They got to open, and so did Inquinoc.
You know what's funny about that? On my Facebook memories, from four years ago when Funeral Age was up here, was the same day they were playing that show.
Interesting.
Huh.
Full circle, man.
Yeah, man. They actually only got to play three songs, but because their songs are really fucking long.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's why we have a hard time playing them, because it's like, man, we don't want to cut your song in half.
Exactly.
But we will.
Ryan, what did you do this week, man?
Let's see. Did a couple of fun things. I was gone last week, obviously, to go check out that Prophets of Rage show.
You made America rage again?
I did. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun. The most impressive thing out of that whole set, which I thought was cool, other than Tom Morello playing a guitar solo by unplugging his guitar and just like fiddling with the input jack, which was wicked cool.
He would.
I saw Be Real from Cypress Hill reached out into the audience, grabbed a J from somebody, mid-verse, ripped it, while still
rapping.
Oh, he's a pro.
Yeah.
So he's been doing that for years.
Everybody was watching him hold it, just like, when's he going to get a chance to like actually do that?
I'm a robot.
Yeah.
I'm a weed robot.
So, had a lot of fun. It was a really, really good time.
Who all did you go with?
Let's see. I went with a huge crew. I think we had like eight people. Andy ended up coming with.
Yeah, you guys called and harassed us on the show last week.
It was fun. Yep, show harassment.
Callum called me a butt. You're a butt.
Callum was on one. Callum was having a really good time.
Good. Was it just them?
Let's see. It was Prophets of Rage.
Sale!
Sale!
Oh.
Fucking fail nation.
Oh. Sale!
Whatever, man.
Band's no good.
Sale!
Other really fun thing that I did this week is
Devil Driver likes it.
I got to watch Jeff McNulty record the new Fungal Abyss album.
Nice.
Which is going to be multiple albums, I'm assuming, because they recorded about 6 hours worth of material.
Where?
Down at Kill Room Studios. So if you're into super weird, trippy, psychedelic jams, you're going to have a bunch of 40-minute jams to listen to.
Were they on one for that recording then?
They were on multiple things.
They were in their zone.
They only do that band when they're high as f***. That's their, like, escape.
It's their alter
ego. They take mushrooms, and it's just the trippiest shit.
Yeah, we went on a beer run, and I asked Pete if he needed anything, and he's just like, dude, I need a lot of beer to keep me, like, hydrated, because I'm going to get f***ing weird.
That's cool. So what, you say 6 hours?
No water, no
Over
water.
Over 6 hours of material.
They were, yeah, definitely. That's cool, man.
And what about you, Ian? What have you been up to?
I'm getting ready to move again.
You're always
Dude,
moving.
I've been moving for the last like six fucking weeks, actually.
On the road again.
Ian's moving. He's moving.
I thought I was going to have a couple of weeks to chill, but my landlord hit me up, and apparently the house is ready early. And I just need to get it back into my own fucking bed, is what I need to do. And then restart.
He's been sleeping with his mom.
Yikes.
I mean, at his mom's. At his mom's. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
How's your cat adjusting to all the insanity?
Oh, he's f***ing pissed. He's such an asshole to my parents, dude. He, like, they'll be walking up the stairs, and he's like,
Milton's
like, the f*** is your problem?
Milton is never chilled. He's got no chill. He's just the f***.
Edge cat.
He likes some people, and most people...
I'm not one of them.
He's like me. He's just like, f*** y'all. But he's doing okay. I got to go through the whole fucking thing all over again when I get him into a new house.
How's he going to get along with Josh? Has he met him yet?
I don't think so. He'll be fine. I think they'll probably leave each other alone for the most part. He's not a very cuddly dude, so he'll mind his own business, I hope. Or he'll just fuck Josh up and it'll be crazy funny to watch. I'll start videotaping it and come up with some idiotic hashtag for it. He'll be all, man, look at my arms. I'm fucked up from Milton.
Damn, dude, that's brutal.
I was talking to my dad, and we were just kind of f***ing around, and I was like, dude, I think my cat is the devil. Like, I think my cat's the devil. That's why I've been having shitty luck. He's been following me around and just laughing at me.
Dude, your cat's like the kid from The Sixth Sense. He just sees weird shit all the time and can't express it, and he's all f***ed up in the head. And
yep, definitely. Yeah. He's definitely, I don't even think he's real. Is it like Calvin and Hobbes? You've seen him, have you? So he's actually a real entity?
I've seen him. I can confirm. I've been scratched by that cat.
He's in that head. Ryan, would you describe how I'm laying right now?
The
most comfortable I've ever been during this podcast.
I just noticed you, Kevin, below the show.
Kevin is Burt Reynoldsing across two chairs.
I'm laying on two chairs.
This is what you were doing last week
four
at
necks.
The end of the show.
I have four chins right now.
With your belly out, remember that?
That's great.
That's great.
That's great.
Hey, before we get into the news, can I just do a quick shout-out to our engineer, Lowell?
Yeah.
I just remembered this. Ryan and I were talking about this earlier. About a year ago, I came in here during the day, and I saw Lowell walking down the street with one of those little pocket amplifiers hooked up to his pants.
Sure.
With headphones on, just walking down the street playing riffs on his guitar and his sweatpants and his Adidas.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this guy is a dude who clearly has his shit figured out, man.
He's just rocking.
He knows what he wants.
He's Lowell just chilling.
Gives zero f***s, man.
He's f***ing awesome. Lowell
he's
rules.
A nice guy.
I'm not even trying to talk. Seriously think that's cool. So there
that's
it
cool.
is.
I could see Ryan doing that.
Thanks,
I would do that. I don't have my shit together.
Pocket
though.
Amp.
I do miss Dwight though.
Dwight
Me
had
too.
The mustache of doom. That was a mustache that said, "I know some."
Why is it that all old guys named Dwight know how to do some? Like, my gunsmith's name is Dwight, and he's like this old rednecky guy who's like, I could fix anything.
Man, first time I had a station go off air while I was working here, I called Dwight. It's like 3:34 in the morning. He answers the phone with that thick New England accent.
Hey, man.
And it's like, Dwight, this is what's going on. This is what I see on the screen. Just, oh, that's not right.
Oh, that's not right, but I'll call
like,
you down there.
He's like, it's okay, bud. Here's how you fix that. Okay, gonna talk you through it.
He earned his retirement for sure. But he was the only one who used to clean up all of the that we use. So one day we're gonna come here, it's gonna be caked in feces from the morning show or some gnarly
They
crazy...
fling poo.
They are poo flingers.
They're poo flingers.
That's what I hear.
Let's spread that rumor.
It's going to make some very, very disgusting cleanups.
Let's keep those down to a minimum. Try and keep my hands
washed. The S in KISW is going to stand for smegma.
Smegma beard.
All right.
Let's talk about some of the things that have been going on in the world of metal for the last few weeks. Prophets of Rage premiered a new video, but we already talked about that. Ryan already went to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool they're doing stuff, but where in the hell is Zach De La Roca?
He's making his own rap songs with LP, man.
It's cool. At least he's doing something.
So, you know, he's done that before, and it kind of went under the radar, and he took it offline, but he actually is promoting it pretty heavy because he put up his own Facebook page, and he's trying to put some promotion into it, so maybe we can get a Zach De La Roca full length. That'd be pretty fucking dope.
Well, the project that he did with the drummer from the Mars Volta a year or so ago was really good.
Slipped by me.
He's been doing stuff. It was called, I think it was the Golden Day, Golden Lion, something like that.
One Day as a Lion.
That's the one.
One Day as a Lion, yeah, is that project.
Let me get an Inside Out reunion.
Hell yeah.
Let's get Vic DeCaro up in here.
One band that was pretty busy this summer was Metallica. They have their new record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Excuse me. We've only heard a couple songs from the record so far, and it's going to be a double album. Apparently, they have all finished. They've finished mixing it, and it is going to be mastered. So we can expect that on the exact date that it should be coming out. So
can we get the one
on schedule
where the guy replaced the tones with the old school tones?
Man, that was so cool. I'm glad that happened.
Let's get that mastered.
You know,
I'm pumped to hear it regardless of you know, whatever people think about Metallica. I'm stoked to hear it.
I mean, we've been saying for years the expectations are always kind of up in the air.
Did you guys see the picture of Kirk in the studio with his line of five wah pedals all hooked up next to each other?
That's awesome.
You gotta have that perfect wah tone, man.
Did you guys see the video of the kids that were doing the cover of Blackened?
Mm-mm.
Just the young kids. I think it's on them. Someone, I think Kevin might have put it on the Metal Shop page. Someone did. And they fucking killed it. The thing I posted was like, dude, that 9-year-old drummer is better than Lars.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, they fucking slayed it. That's the future, man. At least little kids are still doing cool shit. Ghost has a new EP coming out.
Yeah.
It's called Pope Star.
It actually came out this Friday.
Oh, okay. So it's already out now.
Yeah, and their video, Square Hammer, is so cool. It is quite theatrical. I mean, we could try to describe it now, but it's very, I don't know, man. It's really cool.
I'd play it for you, but our computer's f***ed up.
And there's no point in playing it because, you know, what are we going to do? Like, describe the visuals?
Here's what the guy's doing now.
So Square Hammer's the only original song on the EP, but they also cover Echo and the Bunnymen, Simeon Mobile Disco, Eurythmics, and Imperiet. So they're definitely going deeper into their strange and eclectic tastes.
Hey, man, I love me some Annie Lennox.
So it's very Eurythmics. Cool. That Ghost is still really out there.
And they're doing what they want.
Do what I want.
Heaven Shall Burn put out a pretty rad record a couple years ago called Veto, and it looks like they have another one coming out called Wanderer. They're from Germany, and they have a new song called Passage of the Crane on Century Media Records. I think it just came out this week. Let's get a little listen. Yeah. Listening to this earlier, Ryan was like, is that In Flames?
It seriously sounded like an In Flames song. I thought our hashtag worked.
Did you make him great again? Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. So there it is, new Heaven Shall Burn. It's out now. Go grab it.
Legendary band Bolt Thrower unfortunately has broken up this week. They posted kind of a cryptic message. They posted a very deep message, and they addressed their drummer Martin Kearns passing away in September of last year. And there was a lot of speculation surrounding Bolt Thrower possibly breaking up. And this is what Bolt Thrower had to say. They had a long message, but here's what part of what they had to say. And keep in mind that they did not ever mention that they were actually breaking up in the message. But as for the rest of us, Bolt Thrower has been our way of life for 30 years, never driven by money, fame, or ego, but by our own personal principles and values that have guided us through life and which bonded us as friends long before Bolt Thrower was even formed. The statement from Bolt Thrower, it says nothing about breaking up, but Loudwire has reported that they confirmed that the band is done, so they must have spoken with someone.
They've been working on a new band, though, also. So they're going to continue on. I think almost all of the rest of them are going to keep going. The thing, like, I fucking love Bolt Thrower because they're a riff-based band.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a lot of, like, the flower, like, you know, I respect solos and shit, but I like Sepultura because it's fucking riff-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just like, what was it Lesbian said? I work at the Riff Factory?
Yeah.
Bolt Thrower is a fucking riff factory.
It's like Crowbar.
Exactly. And so they're up there in that top three, so RIP Bolt Thrower. Want to hear the new stuff, too. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
This is a pretty funny story, Ryan. You want to handle this one?
Yeah, man. So this is weird, but really hilarious. So Fenriz of Darkthrone was elected to public office against his will.
Hey, man, that's democracy for you.
So bear with me, because these are a little bit longer, but it's worth it. So he said, the question was, you got voted in involuntarily. Couldn't you just decline the position? And he said, no, if you get voted in, you have to stay in that position for 4 years, and then you can pull out. But I'm used to these sort of long-term commitments. Basically, they called and asked if I wanted to be on the list of backup representatives, and I said, yeah, thinking I would be like 18th on the list, and I wouldn't really have to do anything. They just need a list to be able to do things, and he said it was kind of hard to talk politics in another language, but essentially he put together a campaign that was just a picture of him holding his cat saying, please don't vote for
please
me.
Please don't vote for me.
And people just went nuts and elected him,
wow.
So now he's officially a politician.
See, that's the real strategy, man.
So, interesting factoid that I found on another website, his cat's name is Peanut Butter.
F*** yeah. Fenriz rules for so many reasons.
The heavier the dude, the funnier the cat name.
At least he has kind of a sense of humor about it. He's laughing and he's saying, hey, I'm a pillar of my community. So that's pretty sweet. You know, Fenriz is someone who is a badass because he does music his own way. He's super passionate about music, but he's also a postal delivery guy. He works in a postal office for his day job. He makes money off Darkthrone, but he also has a day job. And that's something I've always respected. That's something about Peter Steele I always respected, is that the fact that he worked for New York City, like, groundskeepers.
And yeah, like Ron Gardapi's also a postal carrier, too, mm-hmm. over in Spokane.
People, metalheads that have day jobs and are frank and open about it.
Well, like, now Fenriz has a day job and an evening job. I wouldn't mind having a guy like Fenriz on, like, the city council.
He's a mailman, a politician, and one of the forefathers of f***ing Norwegian black metal.
I picture them proposing some ridiculous bill and him being the one guy in the back just,
the f*** is wrong with you? Check out my new band.
Carcass is going to be on tour with Def Heaven and Inter Arma. It's a very interesting tour. Unfortunately, it's not playing Seattle.
Not coming in.
Bummer.
But I just thought it was newsworthy because Def Heaven has certainly made a name for themselves in the underground enough to be touring with f***ing legendary Carcass. And that new Inter Arma record is f***ing rad as well.
I don't have the article in front of me right now, but I read where Jeff Walker was saying Carcass is doing better now as a band than they ever have before.
It makes sense.
Like, they're selling more tickets, they're making more money, they're playing more shows and doing more tours than ever.
It's nice that they're able to see, like, a bit of the fruits of their labor for so long. They toured.
Yeah, they've been working
around.
And,
you know, that was before the bands had the global reach with the internet. And now, you know, it's so easy to buy merch off bands. It's so easy to just give your money straight to the bands. So, right on, man. I'm fucking stoked for them.
Here's how fucked up my memory is. I can't remember if it was this year or last year that I saw the Scorpions at Showwear Center in Kent. It was winter of last year. I can't remember if it was January or December.
With Queensryche, yeah.
I just
yeah.
remember being super butthurt that I forgot about that show and didn't go.
I bought tickets to that show.
I would have bought tickets to that show.
But we've been talking a little bit, you know, since Motorhead obviously has disbanded after the death of Lemmy. Mickey D, one of the sickest f-ing drummers I've ever seen in my life, is going to be joining the Scorpions permanently. He had been doing some fill-in work, but they finally, they tapped him. They're like, you're the dude. Here's your new job.
You're the dude.
That was the 50th anniversary tour of the Scorpions that I saw. And they were still jumping around, and they were f***ing ripped.
That's so awesome.
They're in better shape than any of the f***ing three of us.
Ian's like, God damn.
Like, man.
I'm in f***ing shape compared to these guys.
I hope I feel like that when I'm 73, literally.
Hey man, I got bodied by riffs.
Hey man, I'm a f***ing riff factory, okay? I work hard.
I got my riff chair, okay?
I want to be a fly on the wall with a conversation with Ice-T and Dave Mustaine, because I don't know how this happened.
How? Yeah.
But Megadeth is going to be touring with Body Count. Yes, Megadeth and Body Count in a world tour in 2017.
World tour.
And this is what an excerpt from the interview. So an excerpt with the interview with Ice-T said, we're talking about a very large tour next summer with five bands on it. It's going to be more of a guest appearance than a direct support kind of thing.
So do you think that Mustaine is kind of trying to do like a Gigantour without a title?
I don't know, maybe.
With like what they're doing with the suicidal Amon Amarth Metal Church Megadeth thing? Maybe they're just trying to put together like the coolest tour of the summer. They're going to do it again next year with five bands?
Could be.
So who else do you think it's going to be?
Overkill.
With those two bands.
Overkill and Megadeth would be so tight.
But Overkill's doing the Nile Tour coming up the winter. So they probably won't be doing that.
They wouldn't double dip.
Who would it be? F***ing Backstreet Boys?
Weezer? Foster the People?
Sale?
Sale!
AWOL Nation.
Sale!
Yeah, I have no idea, man. If it's going to be five bands and it's already Megadeth Body Count, it's a f***ing huge question mark.
Nobody Orgasm. Wondering.
Nobody would. The world may never know.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of puts a wrench in it. Like,
well, you got to think. I don't know.
It's
probably
Butcher Babies.
It probably is, actually. You're right. In fact, I would probably put money on that. It's time for Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio, here on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. We're going to keep it short and sweet this week, as Ryan stumbled across quite a gem. It's by a band called Birdflesh, off of their record The Farmer's Wrath from 2008. Here's a passage of The Flying Penis. Ryan, take it away.
You shouldn't have cheated on your wife, 'cause here she comes with a knife. Cut it off, cut it off, cut it off, and tie it to a balloon. Everyone could see your dick flying over the country.
The story of Lorena Bobbitt.
Woo-hoo! Wow, that's f***ed up, Ryan. Well done. Birdflesh, The Flying Penis. thanks for listening to Backstage Pass this week. I think we're going to add the Kill Switch Engage thing a little bit later, so just click the next one and you'll hear what Mike D'Antonio has to say to you. You guys got any final words before we're the f*** out of here this week?
Spatula.
There it is.
What he said. The f***.
The f***. You're f***ing weird, man. All right, see you guys later. Love y'all. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.